daytime. This is our second daytime traffic council meeting of the year for August 28th. And we'll just begin by introducing ourselves. I am David Kozis. I'm the transportation coordinator from the Public Works Department. And Sergeant Devine, can you just introduce yourself?
Yep, my name is Dan Devine. I'm with the Traffic Bureau. I'm Sergeant of Traffic Bureau and currently the commander due to the fact that they're still going to replace the captain of the Traffic Bureau. So I'll be on behalf of the police department today.
Great. And Isaac, can you introduce yourself?
Yep. Hello, everyone. My name is Isaac Prezant. I'm the city transportation engineer with the Public Works Department.
Great. Thank you. Jeremy, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Jeremy Freudberg. Alternate resident member. Actually, I see that Mitch is here now, so probably won't be doing much today.
Thank you. Mitch, can you introduce yourself? Go ahead.
Yeah, so you want a little quick bio or something? Is that what you want?
No, I just want you to say your name.
Oh, Mitch Fishman.
And you're the new resident voting member of Traffic Council.
Correct.
And then Danielle, can you introduce yourself?
Danielle Delaney, committee clerk.
Okay, so thank you all. I'm gonna try and run through these items very, very quickly today. Almost all of the items are just quick fixes to our TPR, so I don't expect much discussion at all. Hopefully we'll be able to do this meeting very quickly. I'm just going to open actually the first seven items, and then we could see if there's any discussion on any of these, okay? So I'm gonna read all of these into the record. And actually, Isaac, would you be able to share the presentation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'll start by reading these into the record. TC 14020, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from TPR 147 obedience to isolated stop signs, Cremont Street at Park Street westbound. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. TC 14220, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete. Maybe I'll wait for just 1 second while Isaac pulls up the presentation.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. I just need permission to, I think, from Danielle.
Oh, hold on, Isaac.
To share.
Are you there? Can you try now?
I can try. Host disabled participant screen sharing. Let me see. Looks like it's a small sized PowerPoint. So I'm just going to email it to you real quick, Danielle.
Okay.
And then maybe Danielle could share it.
Yep.
I guess I'll go ahead in the meantime and read all these into the record because we're hoping to do this meeting quickly today. TC 14220, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Sheffield Road at Highland Street northbound, and to insert into the provisions of the same section of the TPR, Sheffield Road at Highland Street northbound eastern intersection. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. TC 14120, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Sylvan Avenue at Valentine Street westbound and Lenox Street at Valentine Street southbound. Requesting also to insert into section TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Sylvan Avenue at Lenox Street westbound and Lenox Street at Sylvan Avenue southbound. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. TC 14420, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Farwell Street at North Street westbound, and to insert into the provision of the same section of the TPR.
Farwell Street, I should try now.
Farwell Street and North Street Southern Intersection southbound. Note that this sign does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. Isaac, is it working?
No, it still says it's disabled. Danielle, did you get the email with the PowerPoint? Maybe if you don't mind sharing it.
I'm going to read the next three in. TC 13620, David Coase's Traffic Council Chair, requesting to insert into section TPR 97, left lane must turn left, Craft Street westbound onto Waltham Street at the signalized intersection of Craft Street, Waltham Street, and Harding Street. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. TC 13820, David Coase's Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of section TPR 180, stopping prohibited on particular streets, Howard Street. Also requesting to insert into TPR 180, stopping prohibited on particular streets, Howard Street and Ward 3. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. And I'll also open TC 13720, David Coase's Traffic Council Chair, requesting to insert into the provisions of TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Shady Hill Road at Stony Brae Road, northbound and southbound. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. And I'll stop there. Do we have the ability to have a presentation today, or we could just talk it through, I guess, if we can't?
Isaac, you want to try now again, please?
Yeah, now I can do it.
Okay. All right. Thank so you could, I guess, just go straight to TC 14020. So for all of these seven items, you know, these are all small changes, little typos or little omissions in the TPR that we're fixing with this. So that we don't really have a presentation. We just have the item and then we have the docket language that we would be voting. The TPR language that we would be voting on. So I read all of these into the record to see if anyone had any questions or comments or for any of these before we just vote on them. So I guess I'll open it up, and if anyone has any, I guess we don't have too many people on here, so we can all unmute and see if anybody has any comments on any of these.
What is obedience to isolated stop signs? What is that in different language?
That just means it's in the TPR. That's the section of all the stop signs in the city. It's just a list of the stop signs. Okay. So if you look in the TPR, you'll look and find section TPR 147, Mitch, and it will list every stop sign that we have in the city. So in each case, there's an error in some for one reason or another. For example, the first one, TC 14020, in our regulations, it still lists a stop sign at Tremont Street, at Park Street, but there isn't a stop sign there. It's a traffic signal. Maybe there used to be a stop sign there. So we're just fixing the official TPR by removing it from the record. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. And does anyone have any comments? I don't see anyone raising their hand or saying any. So
Jesse has his hand raised.
Jesse, what would you like to comment on? Jesse, are you there with your hand raised? You might be on mute. I can't tell.
I was going to ask about the seventh, the last one you read into the record, because that intersection used to have no stop signs, and then one of the Newton police officers saw a serious accident at that intersection and docketed a request to add stop signs, and then Traffic Council approved only stop signs on Stony Brae. So I want to know why stop signs went in all four directions instead of just those two.
So, at this point, what we're doing is changing the TPR to match what's in the field So I don't know exactly why we have a four-way stop at Shady Hill and Stony Brae in the field. I think that I remember that it was a temporary police action because of a concern of safety in that intersection. And so I think that the police temporarily put in stop signs. And what we're doing here is not changing anything. We're just making it official. So I think in the future, if someone wants to delete one of, you know, any of the stop signs, they could docket an item, and we would notify the residents and let everyone know that we're thinking of removing the stop signs and see if there's, have a bigger discussion, right? But at this point, we're just making the field conditions equivalent to the official regulations. Okay. Are there any other questions on any of these seven items? Okay. Then, Isaac, can you go to the language of TPR for TC 140, the first one? Okay, thank you. So I'll make a motion. Danielle, would this be TPR 678?
Yes, it is.
All right. So I will make a motion to approve the language of for TC 140-20. My motion is to approve the language of TPR 678 as written. And I think we're not calling roll. We're just raising our hand. Is that right, Danielle? Can you see all of us? Or do we have to raise our blue hand?
No, I can't see. Hold on. I can't see Captain Devine. All right.
Okay, got me.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
All right.
I got you four.
Okay. So all in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Thank you. I will make a motion. This is for TC 142-20. And Isaac, you can go to the slide for that one. One more. Thank you. So I'll make a motion for TC 142-20 to approve the language of TPR 697 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Thank you. And then this is for TC 141-20. I'll make a motion to approve the language of TPR 680 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Thank you. All right. Now for TC 144-20. Can you go one more slide?
Yep.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the language of TPR 681 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Then TC 136-20. I will make a motion to approve the language of TPR 682 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Then this is for TC 138-20. I will make a motion to approve the language of TPR 683 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
David, I have a question for you on that item. Should that be as amended, because the TPI has the directions and the times and the docket item does not?
This is for
TC 138-20.
We can approve it as amended.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt. Okay, so my motion is to approve as amended the language of TPR 683. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
And then, let's see. This is for TC 137-20. I'll make a motion to approve the language of TPR 684 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
4-0.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're on to the next item, which is
Jesse's hand's raised again.
Jesse, did you have a question on what we just voted on?
I forgot to take my hand down.
Okay. All right. So the next item is TC 13520. This is Councillor Downs, Crossley, and Humphrey. Are any of the councillors on? Let's see.
Councillor Humphrey's here.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Requesting extension of the parking prohibition all times on the west side of Chestnut Street from 1159 Chestnut Street northward to the driveway for the Bobby Braceland Park. And you can go to the next slide, Isaac. So this is the location that we're talking about in Upper Falls, just this small stretch around the curve on Chestnut Street between the parking lot and that one house that's there. That's 1159 Chestnut Street. Next slide. So you can see what it looks like. That's a view looking down toward 1159 Chestnut Street. The next slide. And so this is the language that we would be proposing to restrict parking at all times along that stretch. So we would be adding this additional prohibition into our traffic and parking regulations for Chestnut Street. We already have the same prohibition all days in different parts of Chestnut Street. So this would be adding it from on the west side from 1159 Chestnut Street northward to the driveway for the Bobby Braceland Park. And that is our presentation for this item. We can open it up for any comments that anyone has. Just raise your hand and we can call on you. Yes, Mr. Soroka.
Yes, hi. This is Barry and Stephanie Soroka here. We live at 1159 Chestnut. What happens is that when Bobby Braceland Park is being used, people will park along that area. And as you can see with the long curve in there, it's not really safe that they're parked there. And they realize that. So that when they go to park there, they usually pull up on the berm, or with larger trucks, they will pull up on the sidewalk and they usually block the sidewalk. The other issue we have is when they do park there, we can't see to get out. So it's very unsafe for us to try to
exit the driveway.
And that's the reason for the request.
Okay, so you would be in support of adding in a parking restriction along that stretch?
Yes.
Also can't see bikers or people walking with the cars parked there.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other comments on this item from anyone? I don't see any. So I will make a motion to approve the language of TPR 685, which would add the prohibition. Any last comments before we vote?
David, I did bring it up at the Upper Falls Area Council meeting, at least very briefly, and nobody seemed to have a problem with it, at least from that discussion.
Oh, that's great. Okay, thank you. So,
thank you.
All in favor of approval, please raise your hand.
Hold on. Where's Captain?
Okay, 4-0. So this item has been approved, but we do have a 20-day appeals period. So we have to wait 20 days to see if anybody appeals this. I don't think anybody will. But then after the 20-day appeals period, we would be allowed to install the new no parking signs along that stretch. So that should happen, probably sometime in September or October. Right. And can I take a minute to ask a question, since you happen to be the people who live at 1159 Chestnut Street? Oh, did they leave? Are you still here?
Yeah, no, we're still here.
Oh, okay. I guess you popped off of my screen. So has to do with street lighting. Do you know there's a utility pole that's just in between your property and the parking lot? It's sort of in between two fences. Would you be able to tell me? I can't see you. Was there ever a street light attached to that utility pole that you know of?
The utility pole on the other side of the street?
It's on your side of the street. It's in between your house and the parking lot.
There's a pole that I've reported to City Hall twice that has a light that's supposed to come on at dusk, and it's not working right now. And I reported it, and they said they would have to outsource it because it's not the city's jurisdiction, but it still hasn't been fixed. And there's also a light next to what's between the tot lot in the park and the tennis court. That one's not working either. It's supposed to come on at dusk. But anyway, okay. I don't know if that's the utility pole that you're talking about, but I believe it is.
Utility pole that is like way back on the property of the tower, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. There was a light there. It used to be on all the time. I think it burned out a while ago. My wife reported it.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that. Because I don't think that it is within the city's ability to replace that, because it's not, I don't think that that's city property. So I just wanted to confirm that there used to be a street light there that's not there anymore.
I do believe years ago that the city came out and fixed the light bulb there at some point.
Was that before we had the no trespassing signs and all that?
I don't know when that okay. went the no trespassing signs went into effect.
But all right. This all right. Okay. So I guess I want to let you know that we have been getting a lot of several requests for that street light, but I don't think that it's within Public Works' ability to do any repairs. It's not city property as far as I know.
Okay. Well, the issue is right now there is no illumination right now in the park at night whatsoever. You park in that parking lot, it's dark. The park is dark. There's nothing lit up right now.
Right. So maybe I will have a discussion with Parks and Rec Department to see if they could put up their own illumination on their own property.
Okay. I don't know whose property that current pole is on, but anyway, both lights are out.
Okay. Thank you for that update.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're going to move on to the last two items, which I'm going to open. I'm going to read into the record. So this first one is TC 14320. David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of section TPR 147, obedience to isolated stop signs, Floral Street at Walnut Street eastbound, and to insert into the provisions of the same section of the TPR, Floral Street at Walnut Street westbound. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects an error in the TPR. TC 139, I see that Jesse typed something, but I couldn't read it in time. We'll get back to that. TC 139-20, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to delete from the provisions of TPR 176, parking regulations pertaining to particular streets, Glen Avenue, 1, prohibited all days, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., entire section. And to insert into the provisions of the same section of the TPR, Glen Avenue, 1, prohibited all day, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., both sides entire length. Note that this item does not make any changes in the field and corrects a redundancy in the TPR. And so I will open it up to anybody. Does anybody have any comments on either of these two items before we vote on them? Jesse, did you have a comment?
Yes, he does.
Go ahead, Jesse. Jesse, I think you're on mute still.
It's not the prohibited 7 to 9 part. It's the 2 hour from whatever to whatever part.
So Jesse, I don't understand what you're referring to. Which item are you talking about?
The second one you read into the record.
You're talking about TC 139. And what's your comment?
That the item was docketed incorrectly and should not say prohibited 7 to 9. It should say the two-hour restriction.
Okay. So let's look at the TPR for a minute. I have to open it up. Actually, now I can't see. Actually, Isaac, do you have the ability? Are you working on two computers right now?
Yeah, I can.
Can you, on one of the computers, can you open the TPR and go to 176 for Glen Avenue and see what it says? Actually, I have another computer here.
I'm working on it. No worries. Okay. Can you see the PDF now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a little, I can't see it, but I see that there's something there.
Yeah. You said Glen Avenue?
Glen Avenue in 143. In 176.
Oh, okay. I went too far.
So, okay. Glen. So really, I can't see it, but.
Yeah, I'll expand it in a sec.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, so it says prohibited all day 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So Jesse, what is your comment?
I made an incorrect comment.
Okay, so it's fine then. So you don't have any comments on this item then, right?
Right.
Anybody else have any comments before we vote? Okay. So I will make a motion to approve the language of TPR 685. That's for TC
140. No, 686.
You're right. Yes, 686. This is for TC 14320. I'll make a motion to approve the language as written of TPR 686. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Sergeant.
My hand's up.
Okay, 4-0.
And then I will make a motion. This is for TC 13920. I'll make a motion to approve the language of TPR 687 as written. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Sergeant?
My hand's up. Are you getting me late on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm holding my hand up right at the beginning. Do you guys see me?
I got you now.
Okay.
That's 4-0.
And that is our full meeting. It's 2:00. Thank you all for this quick meeting. Our September meeting, I think, will be on September 17th, and it will be a much more complicated meeting about the bike lanes on Beacon Street. Okay? So thank you all.
What time is it? September 17th?
It starts at 7:00, we think. We'll send out a draft today or Monday. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
Thank you
so much.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.